What is up, and welcome back to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard Summer Madness by Kool and the Gang. That sets the tone for our show this evening, which is very much chill, calm, relaxed. I've been perpetually tired for the past week, and I know plenty of other people are as well, but when coming up with this show theme, there was only one person that I could think about, and that is my girlfriend, because tomorrow is a very big day for her. She has her the dissertation for her thesis that she's been spending the entire year working on, and I know that right now she's busy grinding away, getting as much last-minute practice in as she can. And I wanted to be able for her to be able to listen to the show and not be distracted. So it's going to be a nice, chill show with some nice, chill music, some traditional lo-fi, and some other soft instrumentals, some stuff that I'm very familiar with and some stuff that I just found this week while I was searching for things to add to this playlist. So, Summer Madness is a great song. It's one of my favorite Kool and the Gang songs. And I had seen them and they'd never performed it. And so I remember I went back and I saw them a second time live, and I thought, no, they won't perform that. It's an instrumental piece. Like the audience won't be into it. And then I heard the synth and I was so happy because they played it live. So I'm very fortunate that I was able to hear that song live because it is one of my favorites. It's so different. And yeah, Summer Madness is just such a great song. The next song that I got for you guys is one that my girlfriend put me onto. It's really nice because it's a calming jazz piece. And it is called Deep in It by Berlioz and Ted Jasper. Enjoy. Thank you. that was Twins by Rose Noir. That was a song that I found specifically for the show. And yeah, I enjoyed it. I know it has a much stronger bass, which is especially off-putting when I listen to it in the studio, because the studio magnifies, or not magnifies, excuse me, amplifies the bass quite substantially. So it was a little bit of a jump, but there was a reason that I put that song more towards the beginning of the show, because I want us to ease in and continue with the chill vibes as the night continues. This weekend was the Japan Grand Prix in F1. A very unpredictably predictable race, if I do say so myself. There were a lot of big expectations among F1 fans, primarily because Red Bull and their second string team Racing Bulls had a roster switch where the rookie Liam Lawson was demoted to the Racing Bulls seat, while the much more deserving Yuki Tsunoda was promoted to racing in the official Red Bull along with Max Verstappen. Verstappen won. 2 and 3 were McLaren, pretty predictable. This season, I've mainly, primarily because my favorite driver is Lewis Hamilton, I have become a stronger, bigger fan of Ferrari now, and Lewis's teammate is Charles Leclerc, who is a man of many talents, not just because he's a racing driver, but also because he's a musician that makes instrumental pieces, like the one that I'm about to play for you, which has a very sophisticated name. It's, I'm going to read it. I'm going to say it how I think it's said, and then I'll read it out phonetically. It's Oz 23 1 of 1, or AUS 23 space, parentheses, 1:1, close parentheses. Yeah, but this is interesting. He released this a couple years ago. I remember downloading it right when it came out. But, yeah, let's see some Charles, or let's hear some Charles Leclerc.
Thank you.
That was Idea 22 by, I don't want to butcher the name, Gibran Alcocer. Alcocer, that's what we're going to go with. But that's a beautiful, beautiful song. Also shared with me by my girlfriend, because she has plenty of this music, because she loves to listen to it while she studies. She's very big into lo-fi right now. And so I went down a little bit of a lo-fi rabbit hole. I'm now familiar with quite a few lo-fi artists. And when scouring the deep stretches of the internet, a recommendation that appeared quite frequently was, if you're getting into lo-fi, you need to check out Ginseng. Ginseng's music is phenomenal. Specifically, his album from 2016 called Life. Someone said that was like one of the best lo-fi albums ever. So I said, okay, I'm going to check it out. I'm going to listen to the album. The songs are fairly short. They're lo-fi songs. They're moments. They're moments that help capture an emotion. Most of them are named after emotions. But there was one that stood out to me, not only because of its sound that I liked more than the others, but the emotion behind it was just so peaceful, because it's all about bliss. And bliss is an emotion that is either so peaceful or so loaded, because bliss can also be caused by ignorance or by like a euphoria. And so I think it's nice in this day and age to experience bliss in its pure and innocent form. I hope you enjoy Bliss by Ginseng. That was Rocking Chair by Wave Crush. Another piece that has quite a strong bass, but it's still so passionate and fun and lively. But it's nice, because I think if you're listening to chill music and everything is the same somber progression and instrument choice, it kind of lulls you out. But if you have a song every once in a while that, without being too aggressive, kind of pulls you back out and reinvigorates you, I think that's the best. Because it gives you a recharge. It gives you a boost. And that's good to have when you're listening to music in general. Is you want it to be a story. You don't want it to be all the same. And so when chill music, quote unquote, has a little less chill, I guess, for lack of a better word, I think that can be good. And Wav Crush hit it right on the head, I think, in my opinion. Before we continue on with more music, it's time for a chill vibes episode PSA. If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed, but perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly, and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Also, today is the last day. If you like what we are doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click the donate button to see how you can help us keep it free form. Back to the show. One thing that I think I've talked about on the show before is my love for originality in repetition and in sampling or covers or any manner of things. I think most recently we talked about this with a Doechii song, Anxiety, which I played on the show a couple weeks ago, which heavily samples Gautier's Somebody That I Used to Know. Now, that's fine to me. Taking an existing song and almost entirely replicating it, just changing one aspect, that's fine. But I find it so much more pleasing when it's done the other way around, where it's a cover and the words and the lyrics and the cadence are the same, but the means in which you convey it are so different that sometimes you don't even convey the lyrics. And that's why when I found this next song, which is a cover of a song that I'm sure all of you know, it was so delightful, because it was so new and so different. So, Billy Hammer did this wonderful cover of a song that I want you to figure out. Well, I'm sure you'll figure it out almost immediately, because it's a classic. So here is Billy Hammer and his cover of a song that I'm sure you know. Yeah. sure you were quite familiar with that cover. That, of course, was a cover of Hey Ya by Outkast. It is quite fun when you see something like that, because it's a fairly tame cover, because it's just different instrumentals but the same melody. And in place of lyrics is that melody played instrumentally. And I thought Billy Hammer did a wonderful job conveying that. Most recently, you just heard Expanse by Yuki Leopard, which is a single that he released last year. Another fairly chill vibes song. Continuing the theme of the show this evening. I find it so intriguing how these artists sit and are able to make a beat and make these calming songs. Because I know that there have been fads of chill noise, and it's not always music. I know soundscapes are very popular. And creating those and layering sounds of white noise and running water and wind and creating a cacophony of more abstract sound, but having it also maintain a serene and calming quality, that I feel is much easier to do than to do it with music. Music, a tool that is inherently loud, that is, I feel like it's directioned down, not up. It's every instrument you're playing down, you're pushing down on a button, you're strumming down on a string, you're playing down on a key. But chill, calm, collection, happiness, euphoria, those are all upwards emotions. And so the ability to take music, and it's not making it sweet and making it pretty, it's making it calm, making your brain feel at ease, and then making it not feel anything, making it completely blank and completely calm and completely void. That's just amazing. And it's even more amazing when these artists are able to do this in or with songs that we're familiar with, like Hey Ya. Another example of this is the next song that I have for you, which is one of my girlfriend's favorites. And I knew that I couldn't have a chill show without playing this song. It's very special to both of us, because it is a adaptation of a song from a show that we both love so much. And the song is especially powerful because when we saw it, we were able to see it performed live, and we both sobbed. And this lo-fi cover of that song brings all of the emotion of the original while keeping it extra chill. And L. Dre did a wonderful job adapting Dear Katara. That was Speranza by Room, R-H-O-O-M. That was the one that I found this week while I was looking for some chill lo-fi music, and that one I love. That might be one of my favorites from the selection that I found this week, and I'm happy that it's mixed in with the selection that I'm familiar with. Because all of these songs are just so fun, and they're very chill. The one fun thing about looking for lo-fi music on Apple Music is that they have amazing artists that do live album covers for the music, and a lot of them were like little animals sitting in a field and the wind blowing, or them like walking on a log over a river. Very serene snapshots. But the next song was very fun because the album cover is a fox and a cow floating in a pool. And the song is also affiliated with animals because it's called Dog Life by JX-3P. What a name. Resonance by Home. A very great song, and not necessarily lo-fi, but I've fallen asleep listening to that song. Laying in bed with that song in your ears is a feeling like no other. And the main purpose of the song is to bring us out of the extremely chill vibes and back into the moderately chill vibes, because I don't want there to be a boom and no transition, and then you're suddenly listening to regular loud music again. So I wanted to create a nice transition out of the show. I got time for one more for you guys, and this one is especially special because it's another song that I found this week, and I wanted to find something to complement Resonance, and so I was looking, and a lot of people recommended Laserhawk. I looked amongst Laserhawk songs, and I found this awesome song. So here is Somnus.
Thank you.
What a song. What a song. Now that I know Laserhawk, I'm definitely going to check out a lot of his other stuff. But that's all for today. If you like what you heard on the show, the Radio Libre 2.0's complete chronological music catalog can be found on Apple Music. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and this has been Radio Libre 2.0, wishing you a great Tuesday and a great last bunch of shows. We got a show for you next week, no show the week after that, and then two more shows after that, so we got four more shows. So, yeah, stay tuned. Look forward to it. It's going to be a great time. And yeah, have a great Tuesday.